migration is about going home, which is where you're from.
How do the stingrays all know where to go?
Instinct. Something deep inside you that feels so familiar that you have to listen to it.
My mom, my dad, I have a family.
We will never forget you, Dory.
What if I forget you?
I miss them. You know what that feels like?
Yes.
Then we better get going.
Pack your things, I'm gonna take you home.
Okay, here's the deal. I was skeptical when Pixar started slating sequels to their biggest hits, but Finding Dory relieved that skepticism even more than Monsters University did. In this film, Marlin and Nemo must cross an ocean to find their missing and forgetful pal Dory, who has gone off to find her family. While the first half hour of the film threatens to be a rehash of Finding Nemo, only chasing a different colored fish, the movie soon broadens its scope and heads into very different territory, with gorgeous animation and a slate of colorful side characters that make every Pixar movie come to life so beautifully. Finding Dory is a charming adventure with all the heart you'd expect. I can't say it's something that will top the original Finding Nemo for anyone, but it certainly does a wonderful job trying. Finding Dory gets 4 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.